T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the first time in 4 months, Pennsylvania health officials are reporting no new deaths from COVID-19. There were 565 new coronavirus infections across the state, with several school districts in the suburbs opting for online instruction rather than in-person learning. Our suburban bureau chief, Jim Melwert, asked Governor Wolf if there are any plans to help working parents afford child care.
First of all, I recognize that as a problem.
Governor Wolf says there's no current plan for state assistance to parents, but he notes more than $100 million of CARES Act funding has gone to child care centers to make sure they can keep the doors open.
The idea is to help parents, to give them an option so that they can get back into the workplace and feel safe, regardless of what the school is doing, that they are going to be able to afford to go to work.
Having someone come into the home to help with virtual learning can cost about $2,400 a month. The Montgomery County Child Care Center is asking $1,600 per child for a program that helps students K through 4 navigate school districts' virtual learning. Governor Wolf also says under consideration, should schools that opt for all virtual instruction offer fall sports?
If the school is going completely virtual, it seems hard to justify having in-person contact sports being played in the fall.
The governor says that's still under consideration. No decisions have been made. State Health Secretary Rachel Levine says they plan to put out updated guidance on school sports later this week. In Harrisburg, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.